Well, not since the end of the Cold War have tensions between Russia and the West been this high. The big flashpoint is, of course, Syria. Russia's bombing in support of its ally, the Syrian president, has drawn condemnation from the United States and Europe. Russia has responded by bolstering its military in Syria, deploying even more state-of-the-art anti-aircraft missiles, and by upping its rhetoric. Of course, the Syria conflict is only one of the flashpoints between Russia and the West. Another is Ukraine, where Russia is under Western sanctions for fueling a bloody rebellion in the east of the country after annexing Crimea in 2014. There's also the issue of hacking, with Russia accused by US officials of breaking into computer systems of political institutions. The Kremlin denies it, but there is a growing sense that Russia and the West are locked in a collision course over a whole range of issues. Critics argue that Russia's president, Vladimir Putin, is just an autocrat bent on subverting the international order to which Russia was invited to be a part. But I think many Russians see it differently. They see a world that, after the end of the Cold War, was almost totally dominated by the West and by the United States in particular.
Because it's our duty to speak in this place of freedom.
Russian interests and concerns, they believe, have been trampled on with NATO expansion and the toppling of former Russian allies in the Balkans and in the Middle East. And what many Russians like about Putin is that he is saying enough is enough and standing up to US dominance.
И, конечно, нам нужно укреплять безопасность и обороноспособность страны, отстаивать ее позиции на мировой арене. Рассчитываю, что парламент...
So what Syria and Ukraine and hacking are really about is this. Like it or not, that relationship between Russia and the West after the Cold War, the post-Cold War settlement as it's sometimes called, is now being renegotiated.